I had hair and makeup in my room for all bridesmaids and the moms. Everything was going smoothly until my mother-in-law came in to get her hair done, and she was already buzzed from drinking. Here we go, another drinking one.
Go figure.
Yeah. She was saying things like, "I can't believe you're taking my baby from me.
Ooh.
Who is going to take care of me? Why does this day have to happen?" Mind you, my father-in-law is very much alive, and my husband has another brother.
So it was all on him, apparently.
Yeah,
All right.
this
Okay.
is the
Yeah, this is the golden child in the family,
one.
obviously.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Here Comes the Drama. I'm your host, Krista from Party Planning by Krista. This week, I'm joined by the ultimate wedding dream team, Dominic and Serena from The Wedding Duo. They are a husband and wife team. Dominic is a DJ and Serena is a wedding planner. And together, they have seen it all and are the ultimate wedding experts. We dive into some hot takes, some that are quite controversial, talk through some interesting audience confessions, and unpack a jaw-dropping story featuring a wild mother-in-law and three meddling aunts. So without further ado, let's just jump right into this episode. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, we are excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I've been seeing your content for a while, and I love what you guys do. I love that you guys are both in the industry. So starting off, can you just talk a little bit about who you guys are, what you do, and then how you got in the industry?
Well, we are the Wedding Duo. So we're a husband-wife wedding planning, wedding DJ team. We originally started out in San Antonio, Texas, where we still own a company there that does entertainment and planning services for weddings. But we now travel the country, do weddings all over as the Wedding Duo. We recently moved to Columbus, Ohio in February of this year and bought a 20-acre property with the hopes of starting our own event space in the future, near future. So that's a little synopsis on who we are and how did we get into this?
Well, it was weird. During COVID, things changed. Surprise, yes. Surprise, right? Like a lot of things.
Just a little
and,
bit.
yeah, so we were, she said, hey, I started a TikTok account. I go, okay, because that's kind of where it blew us up initially. And we're on all the formats. But, and I was like, we did? Okay. And she goes, we're going to be the Wedding Duo. I go, what are we? What Wedding Duo? Okay. Because, you know, that's not the name of our company, obviously, in San Antonio. And so we just started like doing tips and tricks. You know how social media works. You start throwing stuff against the wall, see what sticks. Yeah. And we started getting a little traction and then we started getting better at it. Some people had mentioned, oh, I went back and watched all the videos. And I go, not all. You didn't go to the beginning. Those were like, I look back now and I'm like, cringe, delete, get it off of it. But it was all part of the process. And we always say, when a bride gets a ring on her finger, she's like, oh my God, I'm engaged. What the heck do I do now? There's just so much, so many decisions, so many little nuances. And they just, ideally, they've never done it before. And hopefully they never do it again. So it's like, they don't know where to even begin. So we started just doing tips and tricks. And it just really, people really were like,
Yeah, I love that. I've heard the story so much about like when COVID happened, it was like TikTok, like, let's go to social media. How can we think outside the box of like expanding our business? And people want to see, I feel like, who they're working with now. They want to like learn more in just different ways. And it's not that old fashioned of just like go to a website and just scroll. It's like they want to see firsthand like what they're going to get and learn.
Yeah. And that's something too. I've talked before about how trust has changed in the industry over the last 5, 6 years. And there are a lot of couples who don't necessarily trust wedding vendors initially. And so that's part of it too, is they want to see who you are. They want to know you're reputable. They want to know you're going to show up. And there are horror stories, right, out there.
Yes.
And they're so visible now with social media. So I think it's important that you put a face behind a company and a trustworthy face.
Well, for years, that first call, because I'm a DJ, right? I would have that first call where I'm trying to, it's consultation, right? It was always like, hey, let's get to know each other, see if I'm the guy for the job. Mm-hmm. Now they mention like, I feel like I already know you. I'm like, oh, okay.
what are we gonna I'm talk like, about?
Well, am I available and is it in the budget? I mean, because they already have such a heavy dose of my personality and our personality when they want a planner as well. It's really, it's almost so easy.
Yeah,
it changes it. Yeah.
I follow you on social media. I'm like, just sign here.
Yeah, you're like right here. Yeah, you're able to showcase those different areas of yourself where like before you weren't really able to. And I feel like that's what we're looking for. Someone like they can relate to, has a personality that's going to do the job that they want them to do and a little bit more. So I love that. So did you guys meet doing weddings or did you guys start doing weddings after you guys got married and started dating?
Great question. And we get asked it all the time. So he introduced me actually to the wedding world. He was DJing when we met and I was looking for a part-time job and he got me an interview at a country club as an event assistant.
And so I knew that she mentioned to me, like, she was, if I could just find somebody to help. And I go, oh, I actually have somebody that might be. And she's really outgoing. People always look at me and my personality, but I go, she's really good with people and she's really good at keeping things like calm. All the scenarios you talk about, she would diffuse that like that, right?
Yes. So you need that.
It's necessary. But yeah, so I started working in the event space. He was working separately. This was out in California. It wasn't until we moved our little family to Texas that we started working together, though, when we built our company there.
Oh, very cool. I love that. And you talk about you being able to diffuse those situations of the skits that I share. It's like some of the stories that are sent to me, if they had like a planner or a day of coordinator or someone that was there, like on their side, I feel like so many of these helped out because I feel like there's so many like communication issues. And I get some of the family stuff. You can't really like, I don't know if no one can help that. You just have to have good boundaries, I guess. But like day of stuff, like you need someone there that's going to be like on your side and with you every step of the way for sure. Well,
and that's one of the reasons we talk about, it's not in the budget for everyone to have wall-to-wall professionals, but that's what you get. You get people that know where the issue is before it even happens and they head it off at the pass. They let people know like that's no. Because the people like, we've had this conversation 100 times before you even get to the next thought, which I know where you're going. Like we can already say, time out.
Well, and it's super helpful to have someone who's not emotionally attached to the situation too, right? Like I've had to play that role so many times where I'm just a calming voice in a room of chaos, right? So I think that is super helpful, especially on the actual day of the event.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. That's like the bride I'm working with right now. She was like, I just need someone to like keep me calm because I know my nerves are going to be really high. You just need that exterior person like you're just talking about where it's like, you're not going to be involved in the drama. You're not going to have a bias against someone or something. Let's just stick on our timeline. Let's make things flow. So
absolutely.
It works well because she gets everybody calm. And then I come in the bridal suite like, woo! And they're like, oh, great. We had everybody calm. And here I come in like, oh, like a wrecking ball. That's what I do. I bring humor into it a lot. And I try to get people to like, oh, because I always say like, how you feeling to the bride? She goes, I'm nervous. I go, nervous on your wedding day, huh? And they're like, I know. And so it's just little things, little dad jokes that she's so tired of. If they're still getting their hair and makeup done, I'll make a joke about my hair, of course.
You need that to kind of like loosen up the nerves.
You do. And I have learned that it is, as much as I roll my eyes, it is a valuable tool that he brings to the party, right? It's just that interjection of humor and a sense of calm and like, oh, okay, let's not all take ourselves so serious.
And
right?
Fun. And they forget that it's supposed to be a celebration. It's supposed to be fun. But before you start, oh my God, everybody's just puckered up so tight and they're like, everybody just take a breath.
Yes, absolutely. So getting into the reason why people love hearing these stories, the hot takes, the drama, being in the industry, do you guys have any crazy stories that you would like to share that you've witnessed, heard, what have you?
So like we mentioned, like the scenarios you talk about, I think are few and far between. But when they happen, it's just that's what you talk about, right? It's almost like the morning after, oh, how was the wedding? Oh my God, the cake fell over. That was one tiny thing that happened, but it's the first, they want to tell what happened. What was the drama, right? But I did have a scenario where I'm really good with people. And I'm really, like I said, I'm good about diffusing. I'm very professional. I'm an adult. I try to be adult and I don't drink. And that's what came into this one.
Yeah.
Father of the bride, we're in Texas. He was a good old boy. He wanted nothing but country music. The bride, which was not his daughter, that was his now daughter-in-law. So he's the father of the groom. Wanted country. Did I say bride? Father of the groom wanted country. His new now daughter-in-law said, I don't want any country. So here I am in the middle with her being my client, right? She signed the contract. He is so mad at me because I will not. So I even went up to him. I'm like, I would tell him repeatedly, the bride doesn't want it. I go, when I went to the bride, like, can you please let me do a couple country songs just to get him chilled out. And I did. Not enough. He was literally walking in front of the DJ booth at one point, points at me and says, worst effing DJ ever. I'm like, me? Like, are you kidding me? I mean, I care so much. I'm so in the weeds about making sure everything goes perfect. And he's sitting over there on the side like this. And so I'm like, again, I'm an adult. I walked up to him saying, can you appreciate my position? I'm between the bride and shit. It's her day, right? I know you're the father of the groom. You think it's all about you. Hire me another day and I'll do your country playlist all night. But she hired me. It's her day. And her friends want to party. It's not you and the boys at the country club playing your country. He literally like bowed me up and kind of like bumped me a little bit. And I'm like, you're joking. Are you joking? But he was well into the booze at this point. So I'm like,
not happy.
I'm just going to remove myself from this conversation. But it was like one of those moments. Yeah. And it's still like those memories are what sticks in your head. Even though I've had 1,000 parents that love me, he's stuck in there. Now, but
yeah, because especially like, you put so much care into your job and what you're doing. And you're like, I'm literally doing the best job I can do. And they can't see past that, like, you are helping your client first. That's like her day. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's also, we do a lot of planning prior to the event, obviously, right? But even with the music piece, he sits down and has meetings with the client. It's not like he's just going off the fly and playing what he wants to hear, right? This has all been planned out and set up prior to the event. So I don't know.
And people are weird about their music. I mean, people's taste in music is just as personal as their taste in food or whatever, right? Like, so when they come up and somebody be like, turn this off, this, nobody wants to hear this. And I'm like, maybe the crowded dance floor would speak differently, right? Because I'm like, you're not, see, plus when they come up and like, hey, can you play this song? And I go, no, it's not your day, random guest. Like, it's the couple have given me music to play and I'm going to play their music as a priority. Plus whatever is just usually gets the crowd going. So it's the whole thing. They don't get it sometimes. You know, the people that don't get it.
Yeah.
The people you do your skits, they don't get it, right?
They don't get it. I know. It's hard because I feel like that father of the groom, it's like, they see it as their day to like present to their friends or, you know, whoever's there. And it's like, oh, these are my, like you said, like my country boys. We love this. And it's like, get that out of your head for a little bit. And just like bride and groom day.
Yes. There's a time and a place for that, right? Like for your group of friends and your music. This is not it.
Do you have a cowboy hat? Easy. Father the groom, put the cowboy hat on.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. I've never heard of someone getting so, like you said, people all get like very into their music, but I can't imagine someone just going up to a DJ and saying that, knowing like the dance floor is busy. People are enjoying the music. It's just you, sir.
It happens a lot, honestly. I mean, because not to that extent, but we have a team of DJs like in San Antonio and they talk about, you know, they get flipped off by a guest because they wouldn't play a request. But alcohol is also like a big factor, right? People get really upset.
And again, it's the exception, not the norm. But and when it does happen, if it's a random guest, like I have no problem saying like you didn't. The only reason you're here is because they decided to get married. They hired me to be here for this party. They're giving you booze. They fed you. Just enjoy the party, right? But they're like, but they get mad that they won't play their song. But a random guest is easy. But when it's a parent, a father of one of the couple, that was where I'm like, okay, now I have to tread a little lighter. You know, it was just.
Yeah.
And again, it was really random. But I want dibs. Mention me. If you mention use the story.
Yes. No, I will totally give you credit if I do that story. And I'm wondering too, it's like, because the story that I just did like a skit where the mom was like talking about like an open bar, the bride didn't only want to like wine and beer. And the mom was like, well, we're paying for it. So I'm wondering too, do you ever get people that are like, well, I'm paying for the DJ or I'm paying for this portion of the wedding, so I should get a say. And they don't understand like, no, your client is still the first person.
It's the worst. The minute they drop that exact line, well, I'm paying. I know. Okay. So. The That's logic is out the window. It. Yeah.
You're just the string is there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing else matters. Well, I wrote the check. Okay. All right. It's like, the worst. But yeah, it comes up a lot.
It does. I mean, they pull that card and it's really unfair, right? Because yes, that's true. But we look at the event as a whole, right? Like we're trying to please everybody as much as we can, as best we can. But the couple is our target audience. And so just because you're paying for it, I mean, that happens so much too throughout the planning process with parents. Because they're like, they contributed to a certain portion of the day. And so they want to be able to have like more say in what that happens with that, whether it be decorations or cake or something, right? And it puts the couple in a weird spot because what if they don't, that's not their vibe or that's not what they had in mind. Mm-hmm. You know, there's strings attached and it's difficult.
Mm-hmm. That's for
sure. That's still one of the most controversial things I see when I like make a video about something. Because I do longer like YouTube videos and I'll like talk about it. I'll like read a story someone sent me. And still in the comments, people are like, well, if someone's paying, they should have every right to change something. And I'm like, no, they shouldn't. Like, yes, if the bride wants to include the bride or groom wants to include the parent, that is their choice. Get opinions. Absolutely. Bring them along to a tasting. Sure. But to go over their head and change something or feel like they have authority over them is just wrong, in my opinion.
It's worse. I just watched the one that you're talking about with the alcohol. And the first thing I thought of was like, usually it's when the alcohol comes to somebody has brought it in, like they have a flask, they have a bottle, it's a surprise, they have it at the table and that doesn't go. And then the bartenders or the staff or the wedding planner will literally be like, can't have this and takes it. And they're like,
and they get so upset. Yeah.
And it's not just that it was expensive, but it's like, you just took the party. Like, that's like, we're doing shots at the table. Most establishments, you can't do that. Or you can't have it in the groom suite. You can't bring your own booze in. That's like, should be obvious, but you get some people with the good old boys that bring, and again, I don't want to say guys since girls do it too. But I mean, it's booze is, you got to have it, but it's like, it brings a lot of drama with it, right? So
Yeah, I know. Someone just commented on the video, either that part or another one, and they said they were at a wedding once where it actually got shut down because someone was sneaking in alcohol. Because people don't think about the liquor laws. Some places exactly. don't have the liquor license to have it. Or if you agree to a certain contract and you bring other stuff in, they could shut down, like lose different licenses or lose privileges. So like they have to protect themselves. Yeah. And people don't think about that.
Well, and kids, it's under 20, not even kids, under 21.
Yeah.
The 19-year-old sitting at that table that keeps hitting the shots. Yeah. Guess who's getting in trouble when they get in a car crash on the drive home?
Yeah.
The venue people, the bartenders. Yeah. And it's like, they got to protect themselves. So people just can't think two more steps ahead to figure that out. It's like, there's a reason we do this way. So.
All right. Let's jump into some wedding hot takes. So these are a couple of different prompts that people have shared before. And I want to get your guys' opinion on it. So. Do you think weddings should have strict dress codes or should guests be free to wear what makes them feel comfortable?
Oh, that's a great question. So I think if it's important to the couple, right, that they have an overall aesthetic, okay, let's say they want a black tie type of an event, then the guests should comply with that, right? They can put it on their invitations and they can choose not to come if they don't want to get dressed up to that level. But for the majority of events I see, and I'm just saying kind of what is more common, there is a certain expectation of dressing nice, but also not wearing white and not necessarily like a dress code unless requested, I guess, if that makes sense.
Oh, I had a stepmom recently. And that's the big book of wedding protocol, right? Page one, don't wear white. I feel like that would people know, right? And she was in this white dress and I was just like, oh. And of course, right away, the bride's like, honestly, and everybody else is like, you know what you're doing. You're just stirring the pot. You're kicking the bee's nest. When I was DJing in California where we met, I used to really have a problem with denim. And I'm like, really? You thought wearing jeans to the wedding was appropriate? And then I got to Texas and the wedding party are in jeans sometimes. But if that's their vibe, if they're cowboy hats, jeans, they're nice jeans. But then there's the other extreme where somebody wore a ball cap and you're like, no, just a guest, a random guest. Wedding party, they're in the loop for the things. But I think people should dress up. I'm not a fan.
No, and I think they should too. But I think if an expectation of a certain attire is something you have in mind, you really need to put it out there and make sure that people are aware, right? That's my only kind of caveat on that.
But we've had people that in the wedding party or parents sometimes, like they finish the ceremony and they're just so uncomfortable in a suit or dress. They go and change and they're back and they're in their khakis or their t-shirt. And we haven't even taken the pictures yet. There have been grooms in that they said like,
you gotta go back and change.
Go change back. And I'm like, how? It's just the craziest thing. And I'm like, you can't just for just a few hours, you can't stay dressed up. They just can't do it.
So. I know. The wedding I held with early last year, day of coordinator, and one of the bride's new sister-in-law was like, I think probably under 20. So she was maybe 18, 19, complained about the dress the whole time. Literally the second the wedding was over, went and changed. And they were like, we need you back. It was one of those where it was constantly like, come on, stand up. Yeah. Like, we got to get you in pictures. Smile. It was just like,
constant.
Like,
right.
It's hard, especially when you want them involved in the wedding and you're like, come on, just wear this dress for like just a couple hours. Help me out here. But I think people get really like, I've seen in comments too, people get really upset when it's like, don't tell me what to wear if I'm coming to your event. But I agree where it's like how you would normally dress, then dress a little nicer for an event. But yeah, like sometimes you see jeans at weddings and it's like, sometimes it's fine. Right. If it fits their theme, go for it. But yeah, it's hard.
That's just it. If it's a pretty casual event and everybody, all events are different. But when it says black tie, make an effort, right? Like go up. The thing that gets me into something I bring up as well is, let's say you got the wedding party and their plus ones at the head table. And then your sister starts dating this guy a month before and he shows up in the dirty ball cap. And now he's at the head table.
In the pictures.
In the pictures. And he's like, oh. And then they break up a week later.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's in every one of the pictures. So. That's one of those.
Yeah. And you never know if you're going to be. And like, I think most people probably don't think about this. Maybe just being kind of in the industry. But like, you could be in the background of a video. Like if a videographer is there, you could be in the background of a photo. Or like when they're taking ceremony photos, you don't want to see like someone's backwards cap in the audience or something. So just thinking about those things. Let's see. So this one. Okay. How do you feel about couples hosting a surprise wedding instead of announcing it in advance?
A surprise wedding? Can't say I've ever been a part of that.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. But the thought kind of terrifies me a little bit.
Like, as a planner.
Like, I'm like, oh my God. It adds such an extra level of stress and just dynamic to the whole thing, right?
Well, like, if we were in there from the beginning and we helped plan the surprise, that would be me. I'd be like, let's do a first dance. I don't know, what is your, what song? Like, it would be, we couldn't be surprised. We would have to be in on the loop, but
yeah,
it still brings in a whole, whew, it would be a whole different event.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I picture like really upset parents. Yes. Like, I don't know. That makes me think that maybe if they did one or if they're planning on doing one, it's someone like maybe parents don't agree. And then they're like planning like a party. Like, I feel like I've read a story where someone submitted it to me and they were like planning a surprise wedding just to kind of be like, well, we're already married, so you can't do anything about it. Sorry.
Surprise.
So, yeah. It's like, I would never personally do that, but I guess teach their own. But it's almost, I feel like someone that does that is like, they just don't want other opinions maybe brought
in. Exactly. And I think it would depend on like their motives, right? Maybe they're just, like you said, they don't want any other opinions through the process. They don't want those strained relationships to come into play. And so it's just easier for them maybe.
Because you could just elope, but it's almost like you want to like, oh no, I'm sticking it to the person. Like, yes. Mom is going to hear about this. Oh, we're going right. We're going,
I want to see their face.
Head on into this. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it. That's what I said. Go for it.
Yeah, exactly. You do you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Next section is pick a side on wedding drama debates. So these are things that unpopular opinions that people send me on Instagram. They're not always unpopular because sometimes I'm like, oh, I agree with that. But they might be a little more controversial. So let me know what you guys think on these. So the first one says weddings are better with kids.
Oh, so we actually disagree on that. Like, between the two of them. Like, we're more on one side than the other. I like an adult-only event, and he loves kids, just in his life, right? So he doesn't mind the chaos that can occur with children in general, right?
It's not even kids usually, it's the parents, right? Because you know when they're like, it takes a village. No, your little terror is running. Because I've had kids, they had a little packet of toys for the kids, like, because, you know, there'll be coloring books. Coloring books, great. But this one had, like, bouncy balls in it.
Oh, no.
Anybody listening, terrible idea. Don't give the kids. Oh, no. There was a little boy, literally, during the first dance, bouncing a ball across, running across, picking it up, throwing it across.
No.
And I'm like, around like, where is the parent? So that's the nonsense. When the parents just don't care and the kids are just out of control.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that. But just, they're in the family too. But again, that's really, people have a camp. Kids or no kids. They're like, I'm not sure. No, they already know. So it's a big thing.
Yeah. People are so passionate about it when I post about it. Like, they're like, how disgusting that a bride and groom would not include kids. And then on the other end, it's like, no, I don't want to go. I don't even want my own kids there or something like that. And I'm like, if I get invited to a wedding and my daughter's not invited, I'm like, that's fine. She'll have fun with Nana and Papa. Or if she is invited, I'm like, great. She's so small now where I'm like, I probably wouldn't bring her. That's because I'm like, I'd rather have like a night out. But you know what? Teach their own for like bride and groom. I don't know. It's just the bouncing the balls. And I've heard crazy stories. And you are 100% right where it's when the parents don't watch the kid because they're kids. They're going to get into stuff. We know this about kids. But yeah, if like a cake gets knocked over because of a kid, is it really the kid to blame or is it parent not watching?
Share some of that responsibility,
Yes. We invited all our nieces and nephews because I was like, I couldn't imagine getting married without my nieces and nephews there. But like when it came to like friends' kids or like distant relative kids that I barely see, I'm like, and most of my friends were like, I would rather have a night out with my husband. Yes. So,
well, if you think about it, how many times do they have like a corporate Christmas party? The kids don't go to that. Like it's not a, it's a thing. If it's going to be a grown up party, the kids don't go. But to your point, I would say, just bring the ones you know. Like if you're a person from work, you don't even know their spouse. They're bringing their kids. Like you don't even know. Of course not.
Yes.
Pay for them to. No, absolutely not. So I, we agree, but I enjoy chatting with the kids.
Does. He's like the kid whispers, like the Pied Piper.
But
the wedding is there and the little kids like follow him around.
I get a lot of assistant DJs. And sometimes I'm like, okay, we need to, I can't get to the board because they're all back there. What song is next? Is this microphone on? I'm like, put the microphone down.
Right. Yeah. I always heard this story growing up from my mom where they were having no kids at their wedding, my parents. And one of my, I think it was like my dad's coworker or something was like, oh, we're RCPing with our two kids. And they were like really mad that the kids were not invited. And so my parents were like, okay, fine. You know what? We'll add them on. We'll give them two seats. And you know, it was expensive. Like you still have to add on these kids' meals. The day of the wedding, they didn't come and they acted like it was no big deal. Like my parents were like, oh, where's so-and-so and so-and-so? They didn't want to come. My parents were like, you made this huge thing. We extended it for them. And then they didn't even come. So
those are the people. These are the same people. They're all going in that same pile.
Right.
Those are the people.
Yeah, just that level of like selfishness, I think, is what it comes down to. Yeah. Like only being able to see how it affects themselves. Yeah. Or
Totally. Right.
It's a selfish thing, I think, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So this next one says, all right, so this is a good one since you're a DJ. Songs that have specific dances, like Cupid Shuffle, example, alienate people from the dance floor.
I would say it's the opposite.
Yeah.
It is, as a DJ, it's kind of low-hanging fruit, because if I'm trying to like get the dance floor energized, whatever, I mean, I don't even know if your wedding counts if you didn't wobble at the reception, right? So I'm just kidding. But it is like, there are people that will only dance to the line dances because they don't think they can dance, but they know they can follow the moves like everyone else. And there are nights where they want, like, can we do the Boot Scoop Boogie, followed by the Cupid Shuffle, followed by the Wobble, followed by the Cha-Cha Slide? I'm like, absolutely not. I mean, I will right. sprinkle them in, but I don't want, again, it's their day, but it's really, it's another thing. Some people are like, no line dances. And then other people are like, oh, we love them. I'm like, okay. And overall, there'll be a night where I'm really muscling through a dance floor because I can only work with the crowd I have, but they'll literally come out, do the line dance, and then disappear on me again. I'm like, I can't get any momentum. It's not usual, but people, again, not everybody, but overall, yeah, it's
still a thing. And I don't think it alienates people unless, I guess, like for that song, right? It's usually just one or two if we play them and
yeah.
they come back out.
If I'm a guest, I love to dance, but I'm like, knock yourself out. If you're kick your right foot, kick your left foot, turn around. Yeah. It's like a hokey pokey. I'm like, I'm going to get a drink at that point.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I don't think it changes the overall. Like,
yeah, but I'm in the minority. The minute I play Cha-Cha Slide, I'm like, here they come, here they come. But what's cool about it is the little kids know it because they do it at the middle school dance, right? Grandma knows it because it's been around 20, 30 years. So it's one of those, like, you look every all walks of life, all generations, because it's a wedding. It's not a club. You got four generations there, right? And I want everyone to dance. And that's one of the songs that will get everybody. It's crazy. So
I totally agree with that. I'm the wobble girl. I always, we got to wobble at the wedding. Yeah. And it's funny too, because it's like, that one's obviously a little bit newer. I feel like when I was in college, that's when I started hearing that more. Yeah. I remember at my wedding, like my mom was like, oh, how would I do it? So we're all like trying to teach. And I think it's just a fun moment for like family. You said like multiple generations to come in. But yeah, like maybe like the hokey pokey or like the chicken dance. We don't always need those, but you know.
But, and there's even like people would say the YMCA is one that's kind of a lot. It has like the part in the middle, right? Or what about Miss Chapel Roan? Like H-O-T-T-O, right?
Yeah.
And people are like, what are they doing? And I'm like, some people know it, some people don't. But I always say like, is it going to stay? And is it going to like really get a like momentum? Because like the wobble's been around. It's one of the newer ones, but like Cupid Shuffle is older. Cha-Cha Slide has got to be 25 years old, but they still know it and do it. It's still relevant. And I use that word loosely, but I relevant hope Hot to Go stays. Yeah.
Relevant in the wedding.
Yes. In, the wedding, in my wedding.
Which is different than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I know like we've had so much fun chatting, but I want to get into this week's wedding story submission so we can kind of react to it. So I'm going to read it and then I'll make little pauses and stuff too, or just feel free to start like just cut me off if you want to start talking about how crazy it is. So we'll see what we're going to get. Sometimes they end not too crazy and just a little like learning moment. So here we go. All right. Our wedding happened 2 years ago, but it's too much of a WTF moment to not share. I love your skits and this could honestly be a whole series. The day of our wedding, there were so many moments that were just shocking, but also you just have to laugh and shake your head. My husband and I stayed in separate rooms the night before, but they were right across the hall. I had hair and makeup in my room for all bridesmaids and the moms. Everything was going smoothly until my mother-in-law came in to get her hair done and she was already buzzed from drinking. Here we go, another drinking one.
Go figure.
Yeah. She was saying things like, I can't believe you're taking my baby from me.
Ooh.
Who is going to take care of me? Why does this day have to happen? Mind you, my father-in-law is very much alive and my husband has another brother.
So it was all on him, apparently.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. This is the one.
Yep.
This is the golden child in the family,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny, too, because like people always be like, oh, this is so dramatized. And I'm like, but sometimes people are like, no, this happened word for word to me.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
We all know these people.
Yeah. The time had come to say our personal vows, and we were doing our first touch pictures. It was to be in his room on the balcony so we could get fall colors in the background. The only people invited were our photographer and videographer. While I was reading my vows, we hear and see his aunt from the ground screaming that she loves my husband. We ignore her, but she persisted. So my husband had to politely tell her to go away, essentially. Next came walking down the aisle. Him and I were both crying and had locked eyes the second I entered the aisle. I was midway through getting to him when the other aunt suddenly grabbed my arm and started rubbing my shoulder. I've been in 12 weddings and have never seen or heard of anyone doing this. I'm Rather sure it was to try to comfort me, but not the time or the place.
No. Wow. If
absolutely not.
Yeah. What are we doing here? We finished up our ceremony and moved on to pictures. That's when I noticed his third aunt. Okay. Lots of aunts here.
Yes.
Dressed in all white.
There it goes.
Floor length gown and all.
Yep. They do it. Oof.
Did she have a bouquet? Was she carrying a bouquet?
Her own bouquet and everything.
Yeah. I'm guessing. So. Yeah.
So my photographer positioned her to stand directly behind me. So all you could see was her head. Smart photographer.
Yep. Very good. Yeah.
Family pictures were going well until we told everyone we were going to do our own one-on-one pictures. Right. Mother-in-law had to be told and finally was removed as she wanted to join our pictures and tag along.
Yeah. Let go. The umbilical cord has been severed.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I hope they moved out of the country because this is the only way you're going to sever this time.
Yeah.
This reminds me of like Everybody Loves Raymond situation. Like we're moving across the street. We're going to come in the back door.
Yeah, exactly. Show up unannounced all the time. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Once the reception hit, all the stress and anxiety was over, or so I thought. We had our dance and then my dad-daughter dance. My husband goes to grab his mom, and at this point, she is wasted drunk. She kept yelling at him to twirl her, dip her, and make a whole scene. The rest of the reception did go fairly well, and I wouldn't change a thing. If you need more, I have my whole side of the family that apparently was competing to see who could be the bigger S show. Then we now have my whole pregnancy, which is also filled with drama. Yeah. And that's a whole other can of worms.
Right.
Yes.
So that's, you can
only imagine this mom now with a baby from the son that, yeah.
It's like they say, you're not just marrying that person. You're marrying the whole family.
Yep.
But I mean, not really. I mean, you see them, like most families, you just see them holidays, periodically, birthdays. But if they're next door, if it's that Everybody Loves Raymond scenario, yeah, they're under your feet. And sounds like she probably didn't move far.
Yeah. It sounds like her husband stayed across the hall the night before. But when the mother-in-law came in, it sounds like she was already just trying to stir the pot and just try to make it about her. But
you know, it's so unfortunate. We did a video once on our feed where he talked about the mother of the groom getting a photo with her son, like making sure that she had a moment with her son.
Like a first touch with a first look with the father of the bride, which we see a lot.
Like that it was important for the mother of the groom to be able to get those moments too. Because it is. Right. Yeah. But this is the extreme, right? Like get the moment, but then also know that this isn't about you. You, of course, are a big part of the two families coming together, but essentially it's about the couple. And yeah.
It's funny you mentioned that. And that's the first thing I thought of too, is that video. Cause I'd seen it once and I go, what a great idea. Cause sometimes the groomsmen and the groom are already ready and the bridesmaids take a little longer. Your gender takes a little longer to get ready often. But the mom is sometimes ready because she was usually early in the chair to get the hair and makeup done. Just grab the photographer who sometimes is picking detail shots or waiting and just have a quick, like, just the same thing. Walk up, tap him. Because he's always in that dirty Aerosmith shirt with the hole in the pit and the khaki pants and the Crocs. He's dressed. He's never looked better. Mustache tamed. Hair is cut. He's groomed. Have a moment where you're like, oh my God, you look great. I'm so happy for your big wedding day. Hug it out. Get a picture. Wipe a tear. Scene. And we're good.
Yes.
The moms and the mothers of the bride were like, that is not about her. It is about me. The same ones. These people are like, they took it as an attack. Like, no, it is me and my family and the brides. I go, no, what? Half the guests are there because of him and his family. It's crazy. People get so personally attacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I find it funny too, like, people kind of call themselves out sometimes in the comments because it'll be like a mother-in-law story that someone sent me and someone will comment, why do you only talk about mother-in-laws? Mother of the bride are bad too. And I'm like, okay. I mean, if you want to send me a story, I will ask. And I try to mix up what I'm talking about. When I see a story about a bride, I don't get offended because I'm like, I wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like if you see a story and you're offended and like, maybe we should look in the mirror.
Yeah, like, why are we offended? A little bit of internal.
Are you the lady from the story?
Yeah. People will be like, are you in the story?
Yeah.
I should reach out to this person and be like, do you want to share more for like a part
more.
Two?
Yeah. Wow.
I want to know about this. Like, I mean, I'm good on the photographer for thinking quickly and being like, let's move the aunt behind you, but all white. And I was someone like, even to my bachelorette party, I remember one of my cousins being like, I brought a dress that has white in it. Is that okay? I'm like, I don't care. You could wear an all white dress. I'm not that person. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like to just assume or just to show up in a gown at someone's wedding is very bold, very bold. You're asking for people to like ask questions or to like notice you at that point.
And like you said, a picture like in the background, I've also seen where they have a really extreme neon pink dress or something. And I get that that's sometimes the thing, but we had one and it was really bright and it was like a gown. It like poofed out everything. I think she had like some kind of a tiara looking thing too in her hair. And I'm like, and again, every picture she was like Bigfoot. There she was in the background because she like glowed, right?
Right.
And it's like, it's not your day. It's not about you, but some people just don't,
Not stand out in social settings, right?
Put like, that could be the title of every one of your stories. It's not about you, but let's tell the story.
Yeah, I feel like I've quoted that so many times in these skits. I'm like, well, it's not about you, but people still, the irony of it too, is like the mother-in-law, especially in this story, that's like, don't take my baby away from me. Like, why does this have to happen? The more they act like that, the less they're going to see their son.
Absolutely.
Because the wife's not going to want them around.
Right. So just their like, grandchildren for that matter, right? Like who wants that overbearing mother-in-law, especially when you're a new mom and like, oh my gosh.
How can you not connect the dots on that, right? Like,
Yeah. I feel like because people like that are just the main character of their own story. So they don't see how they can be the issue.
Yeah.
The bride is the villain in that point.
Terrible bride. How dare she take her?
Terrible. I've seen that a lot too. People will comment like, brides are villains too. And I'm like, yeah, I've shared some where brides are not the main protagonist or whatever. They'll just kind of be upset at the story, how it comes out. And I'm like, I just get a story and I just make it into
It's so interesting. We had a video recently where we showed our bride, she cut her hair, right? After the ceremony.
It's a trend. I saw one today. This morning, I saw another bride doing it.
As a surprise to her groom.
Mid-reception. Like, we started the dance floor and then,
Yeah, and then we took her back. She had her aunt come in with the stylist and cut her hair. And it was really fun and fabulous and
crazy.
Yeah. And okay, we posted on TikTok, we posted on Instagram, and there were a few comments on those platforms, but a lot of them were like, she looks great, on Facebook.
Mean.
The bars were so upset. They were like,
how dare you?
You are being deceitful to your husband. He married you with long hair, and now he's going to be disappointed.
He should just walk out. I mean,
they were so mad.
So you're on social media, you understand, right? We have videos, and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook are similar, but if we put the same video on all three, we'll have one that blows up on one and it does on the other one. So that one has 20,000 on TikTok, maybe about the same on Instagram, 4.5 million on Facebook. We've never had a video go that big on Facebook before.
And but every comment is pissed off almost.
It is ridiculous the things they're saying.
I find Facebook is kind of like the meaner out of all of them.
Yeah.
With this whole possible TikTok ban. It's funny, like one of the first comments I saw about it, this woman was like, oh, that's good because, you know, TikTok bullying and stuff. I want to be like, Facebook has the meanest comments towards me or towards like skit people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like those are where I get like the nastiest comments, I would say.
It's the same for us. He's in most of the videos, right? And he doesn't get a lot of negative personal attacks on TikTok or Instagram, but when they come from Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I get. It's because I don't know if you've seen any ones where I talk about the bride going down the aisle and I start to describe the moment and I'll talk. And I try to talk when the artist isn't singing, but sometimes I have to get a point across. I'm like, wait, you're going to open the doors right here and stop talking. I can't hear the song. I'm like,
you couldn't listen to the song somewhere else.
It's only 30 seconds of the song anywhere where you're like, oh, this is my jam. Turn it up. Like what?
Like on
any other format. But the reason I'm doing this is to describe the moment, but they can't detach. They're like, stop talking. I can't hear the song. I'm like, okay.
So I'll just sit there.
Yeah, they expect me just to sit here and say, play.
Yeah.
That's going to do well. That video will really do well.
I've had some people just comment like, what a waste of time watching this. they'll be like, dumb skit. And I'm like, thanks, Pamela.
Yeah. And also you watched the whole thing, right? So that's on you. Like,
sorry you wasted your time.
Yeah, you could have just scrolled and kept going. I mean, I know. We love social media for what it's done for our business and the connections we have made. But there's a lot of yucky that you really have to put on a thick skin sometimes. And
yeah.
Those keyboard warriors.
Yeah, unfortunately, it brings out really just some bold people. I don't know why. They don't understand that there's people. That's what I said about the Facebook post. I was like, I hope our bride doesn't see this. That was my concern because And I know them well enough that she would roll her eyes, I'm sure. But there's people on the other side of what you're saying, right? Like, sometimes they're so nasty and it's just like...
But she's the bride. She's on the Facebook. It's okay.
Yeah, that's probably not.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh. That is crazy. Okay, so before we end, because I know we're getting kind of over on time here, I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time. So I want to end with our weekly confessions game. So these are confessions that people send me on Instagram that sometimes they have to do with weddings, sometimes they don't. So we're going to see what we get. We like to call it the drama. Yeah, drama meter. We're going to say like rate them from 1 to 10 or just respond to like how crazy it is or okay. if it reminds you of something. Okay, this first one says, I stole back my bouquet when the uninvited guest at my wedding caught it.
Well, the thing I would say is usually we have a separate bouquet so the bride can keep that bouquet, right? Because like usually the bride like...
A toss bouquet.
So I don't have a problem with her wanting to keep her own bouquet, I guess is like...
Probably shouldn't have thrown it in the first place.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if she just worded it as my bouquet, but I'm wondering if it actually was the toss bouquet.
Okay, so in that case, that's... I mean,
if you had one of your bridesmaids or your sister who's engaged and you're like, oh, I want them to catch it. And then you're like, and then this chick over here wasn't even invited. I mean, I could see how you'd be mad.
But take it back.
Yeah, I give it a 4, maybe a 5.
Yeah. It's like a whole layer of like, what happened? Did they try to get invited and you knew they were coming? Or yeah, it'd be kind of crazy. Okay, we'll do one last one before we end because I know I'm, again, taking too much time.
No, you're fine.
Let's see. Okay, this person says, ooh, this might be like a hot take, actually. If I buy you a shower gift, I am not going to buy you a wedding gift.
I don't even know why, like, making that a thing. I don't know. Like, people do or don't bring gifts to weddings all the time, right?
Like fine. Yeah. I invited the shower. I'm not inviting you to the wedding.
I know. Yeah. I think I would personally be like, then I'm just not going to go to the shower. Like, if I don't want to buy two gifts. Because I don't feel right about going to a shower and not bringing something or going to a wedding and not giving a gift. I feel like it's two different events. Yes. But I get it. It's a lot of money. It's expensive. I don't know.
But I guess just like in my mind, if I had a certain budget that I could spend on their gifts, I would just get something that like one for each. Split. You know what I mean? Or just put a card in the card box for them at the wedding. Just the sentiment is.
If the person knew how much the weddings cost, they would be like, okay. Well, I'll give you a glass of wine at the shower, but you can't drink anything at the wedding because you know how much money, or in your meal. I mean, everybody has a dollar sign on their head that attends, and it is steep, right?
Yeah.
I'd pay for that chair you're sitting in, by the way.
Yeah.
What I don't get is like when people act like if they're invited to something, they have to go and they have to spend this money. Like I saw someone say like, oh, destination weddings are so selfish. And it's like, if you're invited, you don't have to go.
Don't go.
Just say no.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not about you. This is what the couple has chosen to do. And you are invited, which means you can decline.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feel free to give your opinions.
Make them feel bad. Make them feel bad for having a destination wedding. Like,
I'll give you my response with a heavy dose of guilt.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. It was so fun meeting you guys and chatting with you. You guys had a lot of great stories and hot takes. If you guys can just, again, share where people can find you on social media, all your great content, and anything up and coming for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. So on TikTok, we are at Wedding Duo. On Instagram, we are at the.weddingduo. Our website is theweddingduo.co, not .com. It gets really confusing with that. We do have our new membership for engaged couples that is available through our website, which is where we share exclusive videos and lessons on all things weddings. We go live inside the membership
playlist.
Every week.
It's really, if you're a DIY bride, download the app and join our membership. It'll be really good. We have a podcast too.
We do have a podcast.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Not as fun as yours. I mean, it's informative, but yours is just
fun. It's fun. We have fun.
Had so much fun chatting with you. So
yes, thank you for the.
This is awesome. Well, yeah, like I said, I love your guys' content. And I was always seeing it on Instagram and I was like, they would be perfect to come on and chat with because you guys are in the industry. You know what's up. You've got those stories. So thank you so much again for coming on. It was so great. And I can't wait to share.
Woohoo.
Fabulous. It was good.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Here Comes the Drama. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and share it with a friend who loves a good story. And make sure you're following me on all socials at Party Planning by Krista for even more stories, skits, and a little extra drama. Until next time, protect your peace, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.